Thank you also for allowing a second round of questions, because there were interesting elements that came up in the further debate. And I think notably around the idea of criminalization as such, I can see the value of reflecting upon the idea of criminalization as one of the tools in the toolbox. And actually, the European Commission published an important communication on the idea of criminalizing hate speech and hate crime at the level of the European Union last December. So these are debates that we are having internally in the EU as well. But a lot of it still has to do with implementing. And the point that I would like to make again is, do we need to focus on implementation and on actually enforcing what we have agreed to within the ICERT and take the political responsibility for the engagements that we took when we all ratified ICERT, or should we put our energy in the additional protocol? And there, for me, the issue is quite clear, in a sense that ICERT makes this link already between racial discrimination and discrimination based upon religion and belief. And this is the way that we interpret Article 5 of the ICERT, that says, in compliance with the fundamental obligations in the convention, states parties undertake to prohibit and to eliminate racial discrimination in all its forms, and to guarantee the rights of everyone without distinction as to race, color, or national or ethnic origin, to equality before the law, notably in the enjoyment of the following rights. And then there's a long list of specific rights, and one of them that is mentioned in there is indeed the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. And I think in our reading, that already allows us today, with what we have in the ICERT, combined with the language of the DDPA, and I want to clarify that the European Union participates in all meetings of all existing platforms that discuss the DDPA. We can do this already today, these different strands of action that we are discussing. And maybe one more element that I wanted to add here, but it's slipping my mind. The general recommendations, yes. I think it's important, even if people say it's only soft law, it doesn't apply to states and governments the way a protocol or a convention does. I do believe that the general recommendations issued by the CERD are extremely important. And one of the more recent ones, for example, on racial profiling by law enforcement officials is a very important one. And we have the advantage that the CERD interprets its mandate and the ICERT in a very broad manner, and I can testify to that because racial profiling is something that comes back very often in the recommendations that the committee gives to individual states when they are having their reviews. So the topics that we are having on the table here today, if we want, we can discuss them and address them. Whether we need a protocol for that is a different question. Thank you, Ambassador.